Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. I am always glad to be back with you, and thank you very much for all those out there supporting the movement and supporting me. This week I wanted to talk about criticism in cultural endeavors, whether that's plays, musicals, concerts, visual art, anything that someone puts up and can be criticized. And the reason why I talk about this is because recently I went and saw a play, and I won't name names to protect the innocent and obviously to protect my reputation. I went to a play. It was at a small 99-seat theater house, and this play had received glowing reviews. And after the first 5 minutes of the play, I was falling asleep. And mind you, I was really looking forward to seeing this show, and it got to the end of the first act, and my colleagues and I actually all wanted to leave, but we couldn't because the producer had sort of personally greeted us, and we were given comps to see the show, which I would encourage you not to take comps. You buy those tickets, and then you don't have any obligation to stay if it's not good. But after it was over, we had a really sort of intense discussion, and we got back on to work the next day about why is it that, and I don't know if this is an LA audiences thing or just audiences in general right now, we're just not as critical in how we view work. And one of the things that was concerning to me specifically is that the piece was boring, didn't really speak to me. It was sort of a historical piece, and I kept asking myself, why are you doing this play right now? Who is it for? And how is it going to help me as an individual right now traverse this daily thing we call life? So one of the things I wanted to just encourage everyone out there who are artists is to really examine the work that you put up, that you produce, that you create, and really think about the critical eye that is necessary for any work. You know, I am a managing editor of a newsletter, and one of the things I always tell my copy editor is I really thank her, because I know that when I've done my first pass, I don't see everything. I don't always get it. And I've been too attached to it to even catch mistakes. And she's always like, that's what I'm here for. You're too attached to it to see some of the things that I would see. So one of the things I want to encourage all of us out there who create to do is to really have someone that you trust in your team who will give a very honest point of view. I am happy to volunteer to be that person. Can I get an amen? Amen. Because I often tell people, and you can ask my artist friends, they'll say, what do you think? And I say, do you want the honest truth, or do you want me to make you feel good? Because I can do both very, very well. And it's constructive criticism, and it's also subjective. So everybody, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. I won't be crass on this show unless it's necessary, or unless I get very, very, very passionate about something. You never know what'll come out of my mouth. Anyway, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Have somebody in your camp who you can turn to and ask, is this, what do you think about this? Another thing that I'll admit is I've been working in the theater, performing arts industry, really, for 16 years, professionally. That means I have not been doing this in the backyard. I haven't been putting up a little show at a storefront. I've been doing this at the highest level. I've worked at the Kennedy Center in our nation's capital. I've worked in New York on 42nd Street. I've worked on shows that have gone to Broadway. I've worked in the top regional theaters in the country. And I've worked at a startup, Equity House, Ebony Repertory Theater here in Los Angeles. So I know what I'm talking about. And I'm not pulling this out of my arse. I really encourage people, especially people who are just trying to, you feel like you're 25 years old and you feel like you're still Lil Magic. Well, Lil Magic, please encourage someone to give you an honest feedback about the work that you're producing. I often don't go see stuff because I either look at the marketing materials, I've read the script, and I think to myself, I don't think this is going to be good. And I'm sorry, I probably won't come see it because there's a lot of stuff I have to go see for work. And so if I'm going on my personal time, not that everything has to be perfect and good, but I want to see that someone has really taken a rigorous account of the work that they're producing. I also want to encourage people to go out and see work that is excellent and has integrity and really start to look at some of the differences in that work versus the work you've seen where you're like, I don't like this. Oftentimes, I think because we're trying to be entertained, we may take off our lens of criticism, but it's important. I think that's how you separate the best from the rest. You know, I don't want a doctor who sort of got by. No, I want the doctor that surpassed all the hardest tests and went through the criticism of some of the best medical school training that one can get. Why? Because you want someone working on you who knows what they're doing and what they're talking about. And granted, the arts are not rocket science, nor are they, nor is it necessarily going to save the world, but I truly believe the arts can save your soul. So on that note, I just want to end by saying that I know this may sound like kind of a harsh podcast. So, you know, for those who are a little hurt right now, let me help you lick your wounds. That's me licking your wound. But seriously, look at your work. I want to leave you with this. Look at your work and ask yourself, does this have integrity? Does this have excellence? And is this something that I would be proud to deliver and say, if this was my last piece of work that I was presenting to the world as my legacy, is this what I want the world to remember me by? And that's it for this week. As we leave every week, I want you always to remember to make a career of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle of equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. Until next time, Black Is Online family, peace.